Carmelo Anthony. It's bad. Shot 2 for 12 last night. Other night was relatively decent, but in the end, as a starter, he's shooting 30%.
Can you turn that beat up a little bit? Yeah,
10 of 30,
just like that.
10 of 30 shots.
Perfect.
They looked horrid in both games. He has started.
There's two instructions.
I have been on the record. Carmelo has to start.
I need you to follow.
Because coming off the bench, he'll be even worse. So in other
words,
because
light,
Gordon, Eric Gordon is a level of consistency that you can rely upon.
When I say
even though
light,
Eric Gordon wasn't that dude last night,
go.
And Gerald Green was worse.
Red light. Green light.
Welcome to Meta World Monday. Meow, 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 meow. Green light.
Oh,
it's a party here in studio. Carmelo Anthony is bad. Wow, it's welcome. It's good to be back. We only have so many Mondays left in this beautiful career that we've had.
Oh, man.
This is just a victory lap at this point.
I mean, we're really in the twilight of our careers.
Obviously, if you know by now, this is Meta World Pete, joined as always by Reedy co-host.
What's up?
What up, what up?
Hold on, we might have to take a dance break here.
Hit the strobe. Hit the strobe. Hit the strobe.
Green light.
Now when the strobe light hits, I want you to move like this. Now when the strobe light hits, I want you to move like this. Hit the strobe. 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 Hit the strobe.
Green light.
Welcome back. What a good way to energize ourselves in studio.
I mean, listener, are you energized? Because we are.
Listener was probably loving that. That's classic listener. They just like to dance. This is more of a dance-based show today, I think. I'm legally obligated to tell you it's 1:06 in the afternoon. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. Always keep it freeform.
The best obligations are legal ones.
We have so many. So it's good to be back. What? It's almost spring break.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of horrifying.
Yeah, which means we'll be off next Monday.
I think so. Oh my goodness. No, I'll be back.
You'll be here.
Yeah, right?
No.
Okay.
Not without me. Excuse
right.
me.
Cancel the show.
Cancel it.
No, I won't be back. You're right, because I leave this Friday.
Yep, and Friday is before Monday.
But I'm only leaving one.
Or after this Monday, if you think about it.
That's a really good point.
In between Mondays? Life is just Monday or in between Mondays?
It's just Monday to Monday. That's how I live my life. There's no in between.
I'm on a Monday to Monday mindset.
It's so important.
Is it Monday yet?
Is it Monday yet? Everyone's just trying to get to the next one. And here we are. It was a good weekend, though. We've got some warm weather sneaking into our lives, mm-hmm. which has been a blessing and a curse.
I bought a new pair of pants that I like.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So now we're getting to the good stuff.
And I got them before Neri, and then he saw them and liked them so much that he got the same pair.
That's a classic. Everyone's just buying everyone's clothes.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's a
business. Well, everybody's
there.
Buying my clothes.
Well, you have great style. It's kind of a big part of your identity. I came through the studio with some Reedy Style today, I'm proud to announce.
I'm going to say that you're doing Reedy Style better than Reedy himself right now.
That is the highest compliment one could receive. What else happened today? We were ignored by two girls.
We were ignored by two girls who we used to know on the way over here.
Yeah. And you know what? It was dagger. It was a dagger to the heartstrings.
Yeah.
But you know what? Eyes forward, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even still thinking about it every time I close my eyes.
That's the good thing.
That's the good thing.
Yeah, so...
The bad news is...
Don't come back.
Don't come back.
Or please come back.
No!
We haven't done our segment, Please Come Back, in a while.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe we could do... So I'm thinking of segments for today. I'm thinking maybe we could do Please Come Back. We could do a Would You Rather, which is like Ooh. Such a... easy bit that we've never even tried to do.
Yeah, well, we can also do you have the stones?
Or we have been flirting with do you have the stones?
Have you no stones?
Have you no decency?
Have you no decency? Oh. We could do have you no decency. That's a pretty good one.
Okay. Just stuff that we think is indecent, and then we say have you no decency?
Wait, don't reveal it.
No, it's a surprise. Stay tuned.
Forget.
Another one of those instances, we wish we had those Men in Black flashers.
Yeah.
We should invest.
Listener, if you're also in Men in Black, and I know you can't tell me if you are, just give me a wink, and I'll know, because I'm in the room listening, watching. Just, you know, go ahead and flash yourself with one of those and pretend like none of this has ever happened.
Yeah, I'm going to check in on listener right now, if possible, and play some music that I've been listening to. I've been really late to the game on a lot of music. Oh, we're at record lows.
Record lows.
Record low viewership, which is when we're at peak performance.
That's true. Unfortunate correlation.
Because we get nervous if too many people are tuned in. So.
Well, my mom isn't listening right now, so that could be part of
the
reason.
That's probably why we dipped.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, here's music, and then we'll be back with a bit you've never heard of before.
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning cities and napalm skies. 15 flares inside those ocean eyes. Your ocean. Those ocean eyes.
It's a brand new song that just came out and no one's heard before.
Yep, and it has it's not correlated to how we feel right now, having been stood up socially by two who will not be named.
There's no correlation to that.
You know who you are. You saw us waving and turned your heads simultaneously away.
I mean, there's only one black Jeep on campus with Illinois plates.
Yep, and
it's not ours. Just to keep our identities intact.
And yes, there's only one, and it's someone else. We drive in a very inconspicuous car,
mm-hmm.
which is the common one. Honda Civic.
Chrysler Sebring.
Invisible. Mm-hmm. Colored.
So I'm going to hit you with some Would You Rathers, which is just a softball bit that we've never done before.
We're just spitballing here.
So, the first one is, would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Oh, scared. Already scared. neither, please.
You gotta pick one, that's the whole game.
Where's the caveat? listener, if you are like me and you hate commitment, mm-hmm. do what I do and search for the caveat. It's always there. Right. And man, if it doesn't get you out of some sticky situations, aka having to choose between exploring the ocean or the space, which is very difficult for me, someone who's scared of vast spaces and darkness, you just gotta find the caveat. In this case, I retired.
Okay, so
from my exploring days, I can't do it.
In our first attempt at softball bit, would you rather, you've chosen neither option. So, thank you. At least you had an explanation.
Can I get a lifeline?
Can I try again and maybe you'll answer one?
Okay.
Would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"?
That's easy.
That seems easy.
That's easy.
Maybe.
What are you thinking,
maybe
though?
Maybe that's a gendered question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Where you went there.
That's right.
you are blowing my mind hole over here. All right,
these are probably the lamest things I could find. these are so lame.
Just continue to answer none.
So still no answer yet. Would you rather be stuck on a train or a bus?
Oh, easy again. It's the one you're thinking. Listener, I'm very agreeable. Look, I'm your friend. I will tell you whatever you want to hear.
That's what friendship is.
Never anything else.
If you really care about someone, you'll tell them exactly what they want to hear at all times.
Mm-hmm. That's how you keep them tethered to reality.
All right. Would you rather mentally or physically never age? And at what age would that start? That's my follow-up question.
Yeah. So you could be like an infant with
infant
the
with a sick with like bod.
No. Oh yeah.
I'm
sure.
Thinking of a hot-bodied infant.
Or I was thinking of an infant with dementia. Is there really a difference? They hardly make any sense anyway.
All right. This. So again, no answer.
I can't.
All right. This is our last try at this. This has been a bad bit. Would you rather? Oh, this is easy. Have x-ray vision or magnified hearing?
Can I phone a friend? Like x-ray, like...
X-ray vision.
You just see bones all the time?
I would imagine you just get to see people naked.
But that's might not, just that's be not how x-rays work. That's what I don't understand when you have the superpower of x-ray vision, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful. You just... All you see are bones. But just the bones. I ate the bones.
You could identify some fractures that, I mean, I don't know, you could run a clinic.
I guess.
Low cost.
So really the question is, would you rather hear super well or help people with no medical insurance get the attention they need? And I hate to be controversial here, but I think I'm going to choose the latter.
So you chose one?
No.
No. Okay, so five, that was probably 4 or 5 would you rathers, no answers. Please call in if you have one. We're going to play music, and then probably, we're blowing through the show. Time flies when you refuse to answer questions. This feels like some sort of congressional hearing. I do not recall.
Wow. you went there.
It's not even...
Come on. Meta World has been going there today.
It's because I have been sleeping in five-hour increments. 5 hours on, 5 hours off for the last 36 hours.
Like a bear.
Like a bear. It's actually really good for your metabolism, so spring break is next week, and I'm trying to shut off that unwanted poundage.
As an old friend of ours recently commented on a picture of Pete on Instagram. Who is Pete? I don't know. But
I don't know.
Pete can still get it.
I really appreciated that. But from the person you want to hear it from.
From the person you want to hear it from the most. Dad.
My dad.
My dad.
It's a weird thing for my dad to say.
Yep.
But he said it all the same. We need to we need to come to the show with music prepared.
We don't come with anything prepared. Why would we ever do that?
All right, here's a song. Any song.
Here's a song.
This is not what I thought it was.
I'm just here for the ride. I want to see where this one goes. Don't curse in it, please, though.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just do a music discovery hour, you and us at the same time.
I don't think I love you anymore. That gold mine changed you. You don't have to hold me anymore. Our cave's collapsing. I don't want to be me anymore. My old man told me you don't open your eyes for a while. You just breathe that moment back. 40 miles out of east, still in north.
Brady, you got some news for us?
I have some breaking news. This is breaking news. Brought to you by the news. This just in. Trump says he called Apple's CEO, quote, Tim Apple, unquote, to save time.
Which it did,
because he called him Tim Apple. Real name Tim Cook, who works at Apple.
That's right.
And everyone just stopped talking about it immediately. So much time was saved. No need for further explanations.
Yeah. Especially because there's so many more syllables in Cook that then, there was no time.
There was no time.
I mean, he was sitting right next to Steve Internet and John D. Ladder, inventor of the ladder.
I mean, listen, if you don't share the name of the thing that you do, then what are you even doing? That's Why right. do you think my legal name is now Reed Alexander Co-host?
It's all right there. Your business cards, think of all the ink you save on your business card.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even need the second line of occupation.
It's right there. Then
my business card is three words. Do you want to know what it is?
Yep.
Reed, first word. Second word, Alexander. Third word, co-host. And that's all you need. You don't even need an email. You know where to find me. Every Monday, 1 p.m. here.
This is the only place. We don't have cell phones.
We don't have cell phones. What we do have in terms of communication, which I think is a lot more effective, is just a one-way, you know,
platform.
Good word. Thank you. That, you know, we get to do the talking, and you guys get to do the listening. You guy, really. And I think that's a much better way to communicate.
I think so. I mean, it definitely trims the fat out of our meetings. And also, I personally am not known for responding well to criticism of any kind, constructive or otherwise. So this way I don't get any.
Have all my ex-girlfriends told me I have problems with communication?
No.
No.
They've never said that.
They've never said that, and if they did, I did not hear it. I was too busy talking, as I'm doing right now.
Oh, man. I think I found it.
Oh, God. Listener.
Is this it?
Listener. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is this it?
Yes.
That actually wasn't what I thought it was.
I
don't know what that was.
I have no words other than I just don't want spaghetti again.
I thought that was Led Zeppelin, and it was actually spaghetti again. So it's happened in the past. It probably won't be the last time.
Listen, if I have spaghetti one more time, I'm gonna flip out.
I famously don't like spaghetti. It's one of the things that has thought my family has wanted to, what do you do with people? Remove me? Is that like, I would be like that guy once removed, maybe twice removed?
I think that's what that means.
I'm pretty sure removed means they remove you from the family.
Listen, there are very, very strict rules of the Straub household, all right? If you're not following these, you're going to find yourself on the street corner begging to be adopted.
That's right.
You know, seventh birthday stuff. Anyway. Yeah, it was tough, but you know what? I like spaghetti better now, and I'm a better person because of it.
That's right.
That's what tough love is all about.
Wow. This show, every time we do the show, it turns into a deeper therapy session for the both of us. And frankly, I want my money back.
This is Freeform Radio.
This is Freeform GD Radio.
Okay.
I'm tired, Reed.
I know. I'm sorry.
We need music.
We need music.
What's a song that you like?
Song?
Yeah. Can we play
that? I like. We typically don't do that.
Yeah. That's, you know what?
I follow rivers. That gives me the energy I need when I need it most.
Okay. Was there music playing underneath that the whole time?
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
I've never been embarrassed before, except earlier today, that one time.
One time, but we're over it.
No, yes.
Yes. Okay. There's some music.
Music? Oh, is it the proper remix?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was weird.
Hi, listener.
Hey, listener.
If you're listening, it's that time of the show again where we are legally obligated, you know, the best kind of obligations, to read the PSA. I say we are legally obligated, but it's really me who's peer pressurely obligated to read the PSA. Similar to legal obligation, you have to do it. Okay? You have to do what your friends tell you to. That's part of friendship.
That's right.
You know, friendship stuff.
Friendship stuff.
This one is supposed to take 60 seconds.
What's it called?
It's called 60secondradiologyinfo.org public service message.
Does this have to do with that x-ray vision we were talking about?
Exactly. And media res, I think, is what that's called.
Media res,
yes. Starting at the beginning and then referring back to the beginning.
Periodically. Hinting at the end and then returning to the beginning.
Anyway, I'm going to try to get through it in 60 seconds or less, hopefully not more, and you know the name of the game, before the beat drops. Beat the beat.
Here it goes. Ready?
Yep. X-ray, CT scans, ultrasound, MRI, mammography, angiogram. Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests?
No way.
Now there's a website that can give you important information about these nearly 100 other radiology tests and treatments. Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you expect from your exam or treatment in detailed and easy to understand way. Radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definitions of many medical terms, and a quick search function. You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology. It's totally free, doesn't require registration, and is available. Spanish radio.
No! You didn't make it. You failed again.
Bad?
Yes.
After 2 weeks. 2 weeks in a row, you actually beat the beat. And then we went to the OG Beat the Beat song, and it's unbeatable.
It's unbeatable, and I think I Icarus'd over here. I flew a little too close to the sun. I thought I could beat a 60-second one. I should know my place.
Well, yeah. It's a man can dream. Hopefully, at the pinnacle, you'll be able to do the moon. Yeah, this drops at around 45 seconds.
It was difficult to beat.
The math was against you.
As poor as my reading skills are, my math skills are, believe it or not, worse.
That is.
Somehow, I've been through loads of educational programs and have not come out a functioning citizen.
It's our failing public school system, is what
it is. Don't you talk about my failing public schools. That will beat your butt.
What's next on the agenda?
Well, I should probably finish this.
Oh, legally, yeah.
Legally.
We literally did the whole
thing. Radiology info is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and credibility. Be informed about your radiology exam. Visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. Mm-hmm. Developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Society of North America. The problem was I kept messing up on radiology because we're on the radio, and I kept saying radiology by accident.
That's just a word association issue.
Yep, and I didn't want to confuse listener, though I'm sure I did quite a few times.
I don't even know if listener's even listening today. So all your songs on your computer are just Bon Iver. You buy everything by the album.
You mean that listen? I don't buy anymore.
You know what I mean.
It's Spotify. Yes, I listen by the album. Do other people
do
that?
I would say no.
You would say no.
I would say, like, if it's an artist you really like, maybe you'll listen to the whole album, like, and feel it from an artist's point of view. But if it's just some guy or girl...
I'm not even an artist kind of guy.
I'm not even an art guy. There's so few songs. Like, if this was a podcast, we could play, like, songs we like. But it's not. Come on, we should just do a podcast. This is the last show. This is our season finale.
Wow, there's so much I've been meaning to tell you.
Yeah, oh my gosh, The last show is going to be...
It's going to be an emotional one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it'll, whatever. I don't want to get there. My
don't
brain
make me cry.
Is the size of a peanut if that peanut was in apple juice form. That's what's going on in here.
I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. I think I just proved my point. Here's music. The song actually bangs.
I don't wanna be your girl no more. No. Oh. I just wanna see your face at home. Oh. Oh.
That's correct. We do need to do that. We will. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Let's just do it now.
Okay.
Listener, these are very exciting times we live in. And no, it's not because the weather's getting warmer. And it's not because love is in the air. Those two things might be true. But really... what is the most exciting development that we have in our lives, and by extension in your life?
That's right.
Are, yeah, believe it or not, the Meta World Monday hats are in. And listener, let me tell you, they are even cooler than I imagined.
Truly, what really well put, everyone in our studio audience has received one. And may I say, you all look fantastic. this place is crowded today. Yeah, so basically you got your classic MWM design with the, is it Monday yet, on the back. If you want to be a real member of the Metaworld family, that's free. If you want to be a member of the Metaworld family with a hat,
that's going to cost you something.
That's going to cost you. But,
but let me tell you, it's worth it. I got my hat on Saturday.
That's right.
Not taking it off. I've worn it every day.
Me neither.
Since.
I've been known to shower in my clothes, hat included.
That's an unfortunate reality, I'd say.
But, you know, the same goes. This hat has just made that experience slightly better. So
also more difficult.
Yeah. Well, you know, for another time.
It's a give and take.
Point being is you're going to love it. We're running low on stock already.
You're going to like it, I promise.
You'll love it, I swear. We're running really low on stock, which is tough.
It's a tough look.
So you're going to have to get yours soon and then... like,
what we're trying to explain to you is that demand is high while supply is low.
So you do the math.
Because I could not.
We're not. We literally told you minutes ago we don't like math.
We can't do it.
So definitely DM the World Pete or if you know me, hit me up on Snapchat. Instagram. I don't use Facebook.
In person sometimes.
You can come up to me. I've got them in the whip at all times, so I can come straight to you. Shout out to Coop a Doop. Coop ordered a hat, and I'm stopping by his place right after this to place it gently atop his noggin. And he's got the long lettuce, too. That salad is going to look very nice in that bucket, you know? It's going to be just flowing out the back.
We're talking nice. Caesar grilled chicken.
Caesar grilled chicken.
Ranch on the side.
Croutons on top. If ranch comes on top, I'll send it back.
I'll have the gabagool.
I have the gabagool.
Ooh.
Ugh, I'm sick.
Of your BS. More like it.
We haven't done mouth noises in weeks.
No, that's
please.
Not true.
It's our best bit.
It's our worst bit. No, 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 no. Stop that
right now.
Don't
try to drown it out.
Stop. I will drown it out. Listener, I'm giving you a public service. You don't need to announce it.
Here's our PSA.
No.
Dude, people like that. There's a whole market.
No one
honestly,
likes
I think
it.
We would have more listeners if we did more mouth noises.
Should we do an hour of only mouth noises?
Honestly, so allegedly there's no show before us. We could come in and do an hour-long intro, mouth noises only, and maybe some armpit farts.
Wow. You're really just putting our bodies on the line.
But we lay in a few real farts just to see if anyone notices.
Free hat to whoever can tell the difference. Okay. This is serious.
Call in or take our Google survey if you think we should... Facebook Live, Instagram Live, the show, so you can see all the physical comedy we do. Then it wouldn't really be a radio show.
Then it would just be a show.
Although Stephen A. Smith, it's on the radio and it's on ESPN.
Also The Breakfast Club. Also Howard Stern.
Okay. So maybe that barrier has been broken for us already.
The problem...
The heroes before us.
The trailblazers, really.
Yeah.
Here's the real problem... You know, I don't think our faces are ready for television. They're certainly ready for radio.
Yeah, well, so I was thinking we would probably be wearing masks, or at least disguises.
Oh, yes, fake mustaches.
Fake mustaches.
I do not have a real one, don't ask.
Honestly, your disguise should be like a fake piece of skin over your mustache. That would be all time.
Oh, man.
Just to throw people off the scent.
You just gotta cut out a... piece of salami. Bologna, really.
Bologna.
I'm very bologna colored.
I'm very salami colored, so it would work. We need
just
to get
splotchy.
To the deli immediately.
Really, what we're saying is that if you have extra delicatessens on hand,
we are in desperate need.
And we will pay handsomely.
Talk about low supply, high demand.
I demand it highly.
It's been a little bit of an economics lesson today in studio.
Mom? Music.
Since I met you,
You know, Pete, you really do pick the best music.
Thank you.
And I'm not the only one who thinks that. My dad is a big, big fan of the music that you pick.
I appreciate
He's
that.
He's a fan of your editing skills.
Thank you.
He said to me on numerous occasions, you know, Pete, talented guy. Talented guy. It's a real shame he's so insecure.
Yes, he actually did say that.
He did say that.
Which is crazy. But shout out for just calling it like it is. Like, we totally respect that on this show, and I'm better for it. So we've been doing various security exercises, such as going out into public spaces and taking my shirt off.
I think that's how you do social.
I'm pretty sure that's how you get the social security.
Wait, is that why they ignored us earlier, those two girls who won't be named?
It was that time we came into the campus center and ripped off our tarps. Tarps mean shirts.
In lingo, hip talk.
Long-time listeners of the show will know that. Yeah, well, we're working on it, you know. I'm a senior, I'm 23.
I'm a senior, I'm 21.
You know, with the way people, like, are living these days, I might as well be 12. You know, in the grand, if my full bar is loading. And
are you saying that you have the social skills and social security of a 12-year-old?
Well, my social security has been the same my whole life, and I don't expect that to change.
I'm paying into it, and I will never see it.
Never. That's the biggest prank that's being played on us, but we're not going to go there again. I will say this, though. We might have to get new social securities when we give it up on air during our last episode.
Yeah, on the last episode, listener, I hope you're bringing a pen, a paper,
mm-hmm. and an accountant.
An accountant. I will be
some
telling
sort of fixer.
We will be not only airing out our social security numbers, you know, get a load off our chest.
Mm-hmm.
We're also talking passport numbers. We're talking home addresses. We're talking name of the street we grew up on, and
that's right, all the security
our mother's
questions.
Maiden names.
All okay. The security questions. What else do we have to talk about?
Other than
we've got a lot of projects coming out soon.
Oh, true.
We've been trying to get creative. As the warmer gets, the more creative we get. I had a failed experiment recently with a video involving some mirrors. And it just didn't work, so that's canceled. Maybe we'll try that one again.
Too many vampires.
Too many vampires. It was just, it wasn't working out. But we're going to come up with a lot more content for you. My marketing professor says I have to post 4 to 5 times a week if I want to be successful, and I post once a month.
If that.
So,
well, the thing is, we have some content on reserve in the back burner.
That's
that
true.
The people have been begging for. And by begging, I mean I've forced many people down to watch the content.
Yeah. But we usually get pretty good reviews or just general confusion.
And I think that's even better than the good reviews.
Yeah. I think our jokes are so inside that until we take you inside, you'll never be on the inside, you know?
Yeah, but listener, you're on the inside, just by way of listening.
It's kind of like learning a new language.
It is like learning a new language.
It's like hard at the beginning, but once you learn it, like now I can go any place in the world, and when I see someone with an MWM shirt on, it's like, okay, like we can talk and people won't understand.
Yeah.
That's how you, like, it's like when the guys in Picante talk shit about me thinking I don't know what they're saying.
I know exactly what they're saying.
I do know. I certainly don't look like I would know, but I do know.
Because you're too tall?
It's because I'm too tall, Tony.
Too tall, Tony.
Tony Toe Tap.
Tony Toe Tap.
Anywho, more music?
More music.
Okay.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
That boy needs therapy. Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Pranigazoo, let's have it to you. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Avalanche is above. Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and big midgets
and
Indians
and frontier psychiatrist?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of
20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
To an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tight new buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd
put the violin.
We're back. I'm finally feeling awake, which is always a bummer. That's kind of how she goes, though, I guess. But, you know, if I had to rate the show today, scale 1 to 10, be like a 2.9.
Hey, you can't ask for more than 2.9.
No, I mean, 2.5 and above, Mom's proud.
I've never asked for more things.
Never. Never, ever. I'm going to play a really intense song. And it might be Muddy with My Buddy. No, we can't play Muddy with My Buddy. Maybe we could just give recommendations for people to play, like, on their own time.
Homework assignments?
yeah, exactly. We're definitely not giving out enough homework assignments.
Meta World Monday homework assignments.
People love homework, famously.
And no, I won't believe you if you said your dog ate it, okay?
Yeah, you need to come.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
Never even had a dog. Is that true?
She killed his dog.
She didn't kill his dog. She took his dog. Long story short, she took his dog. Okay, so it is 1:56 in the afternoon. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. This has been something else. So
my mom just texted, I'm on. Mom, you're a little late to the
mom,
game.
Mom, you're late. And frankly, our viewership suffered as a result. But, you know, it's good to be, you know, here in the studio. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
For the meta world.
I would probably be ripping another one of my five-hour sleep cycles.
Mm-hmm.
5 hours on, 5 hours off. I swear, spring break, you'll be ready. So I don't really know what else to say. Here's the last song, and it's like a minute long.
Sure.
Okay. I will see you guys next week. No, I won't. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I don't know what you're going to do next Monday, but it won't be this.
2 weeks. She's always late. We'll be right back.
I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye. Chop up the soul Kanye, set on his goals Kanye. I hate the new Kanye, the bad mood Kanye, the always rude Kanye, spazzing the news Kanye. I miss the sweet Kanye, chop up the beast Kanye. I gotta say, at that time I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye, it wasn't any Kanye. And now I look and look around and there's so many Kanyes. I used to love Kanye, I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo, I thought I was Kanye. What if Kanye made a song about Kanye? Call him Mr. Old Kanye. Man, that'd be so Kanye. That's all it was, Kanye. We still love Kanye. And I love